What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Mitch, please.
All right, guys, this one comes to us from the Draymond Green Show, which played a clip of earlier today because Darius Garland was on yesterday's episode, which dropped. And Darius mentioned some of the press clippings that came after the Cavs blowout loss to Oklahoma City last week, and Draymond Green telling him to take it in stride.
And then they started talking about trade talks immediately right after the loss. I'm like, you didn't even got on the plane yet. Now I'll talk about
34-6. Best record in the league. That's the world we live in, though. So get used to it. Enjoy it. Because as y'all sit at the top, which I don't see that changing, that's just what comes with it. Take it on the chin. Keep it pushing.
Some growing up being done. Thoughts, Tone?
Well, the first thing, do any Cavs fans get upset that the Cavs are in the good graces of Draymond Green? No. He's public enemy number one. Is he not an enemy anymore for Cavs fans? Do not care?
He's an enemy if he played to a certain level anymore. Like, if we had to go through him in the playoffs. Like, Draymond...
Which
like
we don't.
If Draymond Green were to get traded to the Cavs, he just wouldn't play here. He'd just end his career. But I don't think... Do we see him like that anymore?
Yeah, I was genuinely asking because he was one of the most hated... I think he was one of the biggest Cleveland sports villains, right? I mean, four straight years, the Christmas Day games, the theatrics, the suspension, or the suspension and the bigot. I mean, that had worked out, you know, definitely to our benefit. So Darius is having a dream season. He followed up his season from hell last year with a dream season. I always you can go back and look at the tweets. I was excited when they drafted Darius Garland.
Yes, you were.
And then I ran kind of hot and cold, right? And last year was bottomed out.
Last year was ice cold.
And I was seriously wondering if this guy could ever be, you know, part of a core come playoff time.
You and a lot of other people.
And wait, look, he still has to play well in the playoffs, but in the regular season, he has been awesome. He's been everything you would want. He's getting the most out of who he could possibly be, to the point where he's chasing 50, 40, 90. For a guard to shoot as well as he's shooting.
Explain 50, 40, 90.
50 from the field, 40% from three, and 90 from the free throw line. Those are the best shooters in the last 20 years. There's only a few guys. I mean, I think Kyrie's had a 50, 40, 90. Aren't a lot of guys that have had seasons like that. He has a chance. And that shows you where he is.
I think there's zero coincidence or zero... I'm struggling to find the word. Struggle to find my shoelaces. I'm struggling to find the word for it. I don't think it's any coincidence that the team is 36-6 and he has played up to a level, not just playing. We knew he was capable of playing better. I think of being relied on and being able to fill the void that in the month of January has kind of been lacking from Donovan Mitchell for whatever reason. Maybe he's getting used to changing in a role so that they can count on Darius Garland more during the postseason. I think that that's going on. I hope he's not nursing anything. I worry a little bit about that because, you know, they can only tell us what they want to tell us, and he can only tell us what he wants to tell us. I know that Donovan has struggled. His numbers are down in the month of January. His percentages are down in the month of January.
Until the last few games where he has been back to Donovan.
But I still need to have Darius Garland learning that way to get better and to be a leader in the postseason. I need him because it's not going to work. They'll get beat up by one of these teams. God forbid it be New York. It's not going to work against Boston if Darius Garland goes back to being old Darius Garland and goes back to being a kid. Like, there's a lot of growing up that has to happen. And I've seen Evan take strides. I've seen Darius take strides. Jarrett was already an adult in the room. I have no worry about Jarrett or Donovan Mitchell. But those other two guys, they had to do some growing up, and they've been doing some growing up so far this year. It's obviously made for some enjoyable basketball and a lot of hope for the future.
I've seen some people get annoyed that I've been putting the caveat of, let's see what happens in the playoffs. But, I mean, we got...
I think everybody is to some level.
But we have to understand. I mean, this is the level we wanted the Cavs when they traded for Donovan Mitchell. The talk wasn't going to be about regular seasons. Now, they've been so spectacular that you can't ignore this. And, I mean, again, they're 6.5 games ahead of the Celtics. You saw the Knicks struggle to beat Brooklyn last night. These teams, these teams that we were worried about. I mean, the Cavs have so far passed them in the regular season. We all know, like, the Celtics at this point only care about the playoffs. They only care about the playoffs. Now, they have some flaws. They absolutely, Derek White has not been the same guy this year. Jaylen Brown maybe has taken a step back. But we know those guys can play to a certain level in the playoffs. We don't know that about Darius. We haven't seen it. He has looked overmatched. He has looked physically like an inferior player in the playoffs. But he can end that conversation.
By the way, Rockets tonight. Not your older brother's Rockets. They're better.
They are.
They're better. So a team that you have to take somewhat seriously here. Because they're 28-14, they're a good basketball team.
Yeah, I'm excited about this.
The online stuff is starting to pick up about the Will Howard segment that we did.
We just had somebody on social media, as always, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Kip to my Lou says, love you, Ken and Lima, but that kid, Will Howard, not an NFL quarterback, point blank. I've seen 40 of these dudes. He's just another name on the back of a jersey. I think I would have agreed with you.
Until you heard Todd McShay, I bet.
Well, after the Michigan game, I would have said, he kind of just did a McCord. I mean, he had the same game Kyle McCord did. He's been different. He has been different, and scouts are taking notice. He has showed the leadership stuff. The intangibles are all there. I mean, that guy has a fight in him and a guy to rally around. And then you look at his size, check, 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 all those things. Arm strength, yeah. That's where, if he had a better arm, I think we'd be talking about a guy at the top of the draft.
You know who else had meh arm strength?
Who's that, Kenny?
We argued about him all the time.
Who's that?
Deshaun Watts.
He was a top five quarterback at one point. Not anymore. Not anymore, folks.
I remember I held on. I go 59 miles an hour.
I know.
I was saying anything I could. Guess who was right in the end?
Was his arm strength?
Me.
What? Did you ever look at him in Cleveland and go, the arm is what's holding him back? To me, it was
that
so
was
many other things.
One of the last things holding him back, buddy.
I didn't even notice he had arms half the time. Right.
We should have got. Would he have done better with no arms?
No arms.
216-474-092.
His decision making would have been better.
Strap the football to a collar like he's a St. Bernard and let him go.
Did he have a Velcro? Every play, he's got to tether it.
It's true. Had he not had arms, his decision making would have been better on the field.
You got to simplify the game.
You can't pitch it back to Elijah Moore if you don't have arms. Simple, folks. It's simple. Have a great day. Go Cavs.